Okay, good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe. Mackenzie is here.
Good morning. We've got
producer Pork Chop, Liv the Web Girl, and Lenny Bree, our technical producer.
Joe, how do you feel? We were just doing squats in the hall. I'm trying to get Joe. We do like laps now, and we were doing squats in the hall.
I'm out of breath.
Nice and awake now?
Kind of, yeah, but I'd rather do calisthenics after the show because now I have no more energy to continue.
We're just getting toned up, baby.
That's right, working on those buns and those guns.
Woo!
I would like to hear from you at 833-563-2539. I mean, let's be honest here. Some people date for money. Some people date for, you know, looks. And some people I hear even date on personality. Yeah, right.
Say what?
But 833-563-2539. I want to know, who did you date for the discount? Because Mackenzie's friend did what?
Okay. Don't judge her harshly.
I'm going to judge her, not you, but go ahead.
But she dated someone who worked at Lululemon for the discount. He was a nice guy, but she wasn't that into it. But she wanted, and she got like a complete Lululemon like workout wardrobe because it's really good stuff, a little spendy, and that he was a manager. So she got a huge discount. He would like surprise her, bring her things all the time. And then unfortunately, after she got her wardrobe, it was over.
Bye. 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 Bye.
I know, that's terrible, right?
Oh. That is, but not even in a judgy sense. I kind of almost want today to be like a, wow, I'm impressed that you were able to get that kind of a hookup.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. So don't feel bad, but who did you date? Like, what was the hookup that you got? I really wish this was me. I have two of them, and these are all high school things, so I feel bad for high school love, but I have a guy that took advantage of a girl, so I'll do that one first. He dated this girl. I think he liked her, but I guess he stayed in the relationship. They were only together 6 months, but
okay. Keep
in mind, in high school, they dated towards the end of the school year, then during the summer. And the reason why he stayed with her, even though he wanted to break up during the summer, is because her dad owned a Taco Bell KFC. And he could get
the Taco Bell KFC, so like the double whammy.
He could get all the free tacos he wanted. He got the KFC Famous Bowl all the time. I mean, he's smart. For a high school kid, he probably got hundreds of dollars of free food that summer. And I know that's petty. It's not right. But I mean, that, for me, that's a reason to date somebody, for that KFC Taco Bell hookup. And then I know a girl, so it's both sides are guilty here. She, same thing in high school, going to the movie theater as a teenager, that's expensive. Even as an adult,
sure. Still
expensive.
Yes.
And she dated this guy that worked at a theater, and I guess his hookup was that he could get a free bucket of popcorn and a pair of movie passes. So she would always get to go see free movies. It's just she had to sit next to him. But the good thing is,
well, she did have to sit next to him.
But they didn't have to talk. So is the movie. So that's an example of it, like, you know, dating somebody for the hookup.
So he would try to whisper sweet nothings in her ear. She's like, shh, I'm watching the movie.
Shh,
shh. And then she just had to go home right after.
Shh.
So I could never do this, and I wouldn't do it. But if I could, I would date like a bartender or someone that owns a bar so I could get like the drink hookup.
Oh, yeah. That would not be that hard, Pork Chop.
Why?
You could literally leave today and go find a bartender.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe. I'll try.
Yes.
Is that why you dated your ex? Wasn't he a bartender?
At Applebee's.
I feel like we should shoot for the moon here. Let's like, what about like a Bitly rep or something? Not like a bartender.
A Bitly rep. Okay, guys.
Go home, baby.
Guys, watch out. Mackenzie's single. She dates you and you work at Bentley. I think we know why.
Or like, I don't know, a diamond distributor. Let's just go big here.
All right. I thought Taco Bell was big,
but okay. I mean, you guys taco and bartenders? Come on.
All right. Justin, hey, what's going on? 833-563-2539. You can call in. Who did you date for the discount?
Actually, there's a running joke between me and my wife. She married me for my built-in discount.
What's built-in?
Which is?
I'm a veteran, so everywhere we go, she asks if there's a military discount.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm glad she's trying to do it to honor you and thank you for the service.
Yes, and thank you for your service.
At the same time, though, it's like, how do you feel about that?
It is what it is. I'm not worried. I know she loves me, so why not save a little money?
Well,
there you go.
There you go.
It's like, yeah, I dated the person. They had a handicap sticker. I did that so I could date them. I feel like there's people out there that would do that so they could get close parking even. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Like,
I'm
people
sure.
get so petty at times, like what they'll date for.
AARP discount.
All right. Is that a personal experience?
Yeah, any 65-year-olds out there?
Well, if you like somebody, I mean,
hey,
if
girl.
They come with a little bonus, it's nice, right?
Yeah, let us know. Tweet us, Radio Now AM Show.